EinsteinBots is a conversational chatbot solution that is powered by Salesforce's Einstein AI platform. Its job is to interact with customers and provide them with the information they need quickly without human intervention. It can also handle simple, repetitive tasks, freeing up agents to manage more complex cases. In Spring 22, we released the EinsteinBots Platform API beta to help customers leverage power of EinsteinBots on any digital channel. In Summer 22, we have made the Java SDK and open source channel connector available to simplify the bot developer experience. This gives you the tools you need to easily integrate EinsteinBots into any of your conversational channels on top of the existing digital engagement channels that are supported by Service Cloud. In this post, we'll look at how you can use the EinsteinBots Platform API, and we'll also cover how to use the SDK and its benefits. Check out this previous blog post to get even more familiar with the EinsteinBots Platform API. Using the EinsteinBots Platform API. The EinsteinBots Platform API is a REST API, and you can use it without the SDK. The EinsteinBots Platform API client guide provides instructions on how to integrate EinsteinBots with your channel using Curl or Postman. Let's look at the actual Java code required to work with the EinsteinBots Platform API. 1. Create the JSON Web Token, JWT. EinsteinBots require requests to be authenticated using OAuth. Any OAuth flows can be used to get the access token. Since this is a service-to-service integration, we will use the JWT bearer OAuth flow to mint the JWT and get the OAuth access token. Use your private key that you created in your connected app setup to create the algorithm for signing the JWT. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, create the JWT with appropriate values. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Get the OAuth access token. Send an HTTP post request to the https://login.salesforce.com/services/OAuth2/token endpoint with JWT in the request body and using the appropriate HTTP headers. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, parse the response to get the access_token. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now, we have the token required for authentication and are ready to make requests to the EinsteinBots Platform API. 3. Send a start chat session request. Send an HTTP post request to the https://runtime_base_url>v5.0.0/bot/bot/sessions endpoint with the authentication token and ORGID in the HTTP headers. The runtime_base_url can be obtained from the bot overview page documented in the client guide. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You can parse the response to show the bot's message to the user depending on the channel. For this example, we will just output to console, which will look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Next, we will need to extract the session ID from the response to continue sending messages to the same session. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. As you can see, there is a lot of boilerplate code required to use EinsteinBots Platform API directly. To simplify the integration and reduce much of the boilerplate code, we created an EinsteinBots SDK for Java. Using the Java SDK to simplify an EinsteinBots integration. The SDK is a wrapper around the EinsteinBots Platform API that simplifies the integration by providing added features, such as authorization support and session management. Let's look at some code for implementing the same example using the EinsteinBots SDK. 1. Add a POM dependency. Find the latest EinsteinBot SDK Java version from Maven Central and add this dependency to your POM.xml. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Create a chatbot client. The chatbot client provides JWT bearer flow for OAuth, so create auth mechanism with appropriate parameters. Then, create basic chatbot client with the auth mechanism and base path of the bot runtime URL. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 3. Send start chat session request. First, create a request config with your bot id, org id, and force config endpoint. You can refer to the client guide to find these values. Typically, you want to create a config once per bot in your org and reuse it for every request. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, create a bot send message request with text. Message. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Use the start chat session method to start a session. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Parse the response envelope and display the message to the user depending on the channel. The SDK will automatically deserialize the JSON to a Java model to make it easier. The code below shows how to parse the response as text for text response message and choice response message types. For all supported types and code, refer to the schema. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The output will look like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We have different Einstein Bots platform API endpoints for continuing an existing session and ending a chat session. For completeness, let's look at code examples for them. 4. Send a message to an existing chat session. The example code shows how to use the send message method to send a message to an existing open chat session. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We use text message in this example, but you can also send other types, for example, choice message, supported by the Einstein Bot Runtime Open API schema. 5. End a chat session. Finally, here is example code for ending the session using the end chat session method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Benefits of using the Einstein Bots SDK. The Einstein Bots SDK provides lots of great features that can save developers time. It abstracts out the details of loading private key and minting JWT. It abstracts out token exchange to get OAuth access token. It provides model classes with strict type checking. You don't have to use convoluted JSON string serializing / deserializing of request / response bodies. We use text message in this example. Similarly, model classes are available for all schema objects defined in Bot Runtime Open API schema. The code is more readable due to the DSL-like methods. If you use basic chatbot client demonstrated in the blog, you will need to keep track of sessions and call start chat session or send message method appropriately. Instead, use session managed chatbot client, which eliminates the start chat session method. It will automatically create a new session based on the user provided external session ID. We will publish a follow-up blog post on using session managed chatbot client. And there's more, the channel connector framework. In addition to the Einstein Bots SDK, we also released the Einstein Bots Channel Connector Framework to simplify building a channel connector service using Spring Boot. It auto-configures Spring Beans for foundational services, such as caching, authentication, and metrics, and makes it ready to use out of the box. The Channel Connector Framework includes a working example application and a Maven archetype for creating a new bot channel connector application. The image below summarizes the tools that we are releasing and the benefits that they provide. An image summarizing Einstein Bots tools and their benefits. Where to go from here? Find the full code example for using the SDK in the GitHub repo. Refer to the SDK and Channel Connector user guides for documentation. Learn more from the GitHub README and source code. GitHub repo for the SDK. GitHub repo for the Channel Connector framework. About the author. Rajasekhar Alongo is a principal software engineer at Salesforce working on the Einstein Bots platform. You can follow him on LinkedIn or Twitter.